For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The San Bernardino City Council will discuss at a special meeting tonight whether to move forward with a proposal that would ask voters to change how the city chooses its mayor. The proposal would amend the city charter to eliminate San Bernardino's directly elected mayor and instead allow the city council to select the mayor from among its own members. If the council votes to advance the proposal, it would be placed on the June 2nd primary ballot for voters to decide. If approved, the amendment would also impose term limits on council members and eliminate the city's primary election, moving the city to a single general election instead. City leaders are branding the proposal as a, quote, good government and term limits initiative. But critics say this is a move that would significantly reshape political power and accountability at City Hall. The special council meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. Students from high schools across the Inland Empire walked out last week to protest immigration enforcement. More walkouts are expected to take place this week. The student-led protests are part of a nationwide movement following the fatal shootings of American citizens by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Minneapolis. Students from campuses in La Quinta and Coachella, among others in both Riverside and San Bernardino County, were seen in social media videos taking part in demonstrations. Indio City Council member Oscar Ortiz said on social media the city's priority is student safety and protecting students' right to free speech. And in Riverside on Friday, those tensions and calls for change drew an even larger crowd. Protesters there called on local leaders to do more against ICE. KVCR's Madison Ament was there and has more.
People packed the courtyard in front of Riverside's historic courthouse. The protest was part of a nationwide general strike that encouraged people to stay home from work and abstain from shopping. Armando Martins is with the Party for Socialism and Liberation and helped organize the rally. He says a general strike is a way for people to assert their power.
Whether it's withholding our labor or withholding our money, we're going to hit the ruling class where it hurts, which is their pocketbook.
Several speakers at the rally called for the abolition of ICE and lamented that politicians are not doing enough in the wake of the shootings in Minneapolis.
For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
Beaumont High School took first place in the 43rd annual Riverside County Academic Decathlon, beating teams from 8 other high schools. The event wrapped up on Saturday with the Super Quiz competition, where Beaumont earned the highest overall score. This year's theme focused on the Roaring Twenties. The Super Quiz tested students on the history of the period through writing, speeches, and critical thinking. A team from Western Center Academy in Hemet placed second, followed by Great Oak High School in Temecula in third. Beaumont will represent Riverside County at the California Academic Decathlon in March. Doctors in private practice, especially those who perform procedures in their offices, are asking Congress to revamp the Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement rules so they can afford to keep their doors open. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services did recently boost reimbursement rates for office-based services, but federal data show that in 2025, doctors weren't getting enough to cover the costs of medical equipment and supplies. Jason McKittrick heads the Office-Based Facility Association and is a principal with Liberty Partners Group, a D.C. lobbying firm. He says many private practices have shut down over the last decade, forcing patients to travel farther for more expensive hospital-based care.
The office-based setting is just as safe, but often a fraction of the costs in a hospital. So patients are paying more. They're driving farther, and their outcomes are worse because if you're missing a treatment because you just can't make it to the place to get treated, your outcomes are going to be worse.
Financial pressures mean fewer community-based providers, especially in fields like interventional cardiology and radiology, pain medicine, physical therapy, radiation oncology, urology, and vascular surgery. A study by the Physicians Advocacy Institute found the number of independent physicians in rural areas fell 43% between 2019 and 2024. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.